there is a new paper being put together. You may be familiar with our Essential 7, the National Health Report paper that a lot of us have been using, but we are just a little ways away from the National Health Report about colostin, NSAIDs, and glucosamine coming out, and we're very excited about it. So tonight's conversation, I think, will be a lot about some of the information that is in this paper. And I'm amazed at doing some more research on this subject that there are so many benefits from these products. It just doesn't benefit those that are in pain. It benefits a lot more than just that.
Well, we use it, the Everlasting Support, specifically for cardiovascular patients to bring their C-reactive protein down. We use it. We find cholesterol numbers drop. We find just pain and inflammation, headaches, not just aches and pain anywhere. We find that people who just tend to feel achy in general, and we haven't even got into the arthritis and the things that it was actually designed for yet.
No, I mean, on the front page of this paper, and everyone that's listening tonight, in just a few weeks, you can get back with the person that invited you to this call, and you can ask for them to send you a copy of this paper. It'll be a couple more weeks, I believe, before it's printed.
What's the paper
but
called?
We very much invite you to get back with us. This paper's called The Natural Health Report, and it's about how to eliminate pain and those other benefits that go along with these products. And Dr. Kelsey, I see Crohn's disease on this list. I see asthma on this list. I see heart disease on this list. And none of these things, like you said, have anything to do with arthritis.
They're actually, I was talking to my buddy Patrick Quillen, who specializes in cancer, fighting cancer. And he said what's in Everlasting Support actually has anti-cancer properties.
Explain that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, what it does is when you have free radical damage, you can actually cause a cell to mutate. Well, because of the COX-2 inhibiting capability, COX-2, which is called cyclooxygenase, but what it is it's that ability of a cell to either reproduce really fast or become inflamed. We stop that. We stop the fast reproduction. We stop the inflammation reproduction. And because we stop that pathway, we stop fast-growing cells like cancer cells before
wow.
they get going. I mean,
wow.
I'm not going to go as far to
so, guarantee. You know, so those people that are taking their daily dose of Essential 7 and are also trying to take care of some other issues that they have with Everlasting and Everlasting Support, they're even doing more cancer-fighting things.
You know, people say to me, they say, what do I do for heart disease? And I say, Everlasting Support and E7. They say, what about methylate? I said, you can do methylate too, no question about it. But if I was to pick the two things that help heart disease the best, it would be E7 and Everlasting Support. That's how effective it is. They say, okay, well, what do I do if I want to avoid cancer? I said, E7 and Everlasting Support. They said, what do I want to do if I've got an arthritis problem? I said, E7, Everlasting Support, and Everlasting, and colostin cream if you have a problem in any of specific areas.
Specific joints or something like that.
Sure.
So now, we've said several names here, and I think we need to clarify for all the people on the call. Everlasting is a product that has inside of it a blend of fatty acid esters called colostin. Now, I understand this product to be very successful at preventing the development of arthritis, but also in helping to repair the damage that arthritis has caused. Explain what colostin is.
Well, colostin, specifically the National Institute of Health, was doing research on arthritis. And in order to do that, of course, they get, different animals, and then they inject them with things that cause arthritis, and then they treat them with different drugs and things to see if they can clear the arthritis up. Well, they were doing this, and then they discovered that the Swiss albino mouse, you could not give cause arthritis. So they said, well, you have to take it out of the study and use other animals. And except for this one researcher said, you know, if that can't get arthritis, that may be the answer. Let's go find out what it has that protects it. And they found a special fatty acid ester called acetylmeristolate and another one called acetylmeristate. And what that ended up doing is that ended up when he personally got arthritis himself, he actually made a product specifically out of that and gave it to himself, and it cleared up his arthritis. Now, that sounds like not a huge deal, except for the fact that then he put together and started selling it to people, and he was selling it for $300 a bottle. And when they came to me, I said, okay, I'll buy about 12 bottles of it, and I'll try it, not only personally, but on our patients. And it worked so effectively that I said, you know, at $300 a bottle, I, you know, only very wealthy people can afford to feel good is what you're telling me. And so what we did was we went and found the major supply of acetylmeristolate for the entire country, and we bought a whole boxcar of this stuff, and we drove the price down from $300 a bottle to what it is today.
Well, I tell you what, it's making a great difference in a lot of people's lives, Dr. Kellis. If someone's getting it for the first time and they're about to start taking it and they've never taken, you know, anything before, is there such thing as a loading dose, or should they take a little more of it in the beginning, or should they just take it exactly like it says on the bottle?
Well, that's a great question. Here's what we do. I'll share with you how we do it at the medical center. Because you've got a couple ways to do loading dose. You've got a long period of time or a high volume of product. Now, if I took two pills morning and evening on an empty stomach for about 2 months, then I will have completed my loading dose and my inflammation and stuff should start going down. My approach is a little different. I'll do 5 pills in the morning, 5 pills at night until my pain goes away, and then start backing off one per. And that means I'll take 10 pills the first day, 10 pills the next day, 10. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get this oil into the joint where the inflammation is. Now, there's a couple things you can do to help make that happen, because most people who have inflammation also have poor circulation into that area because it's all swollen.
Yeah.
And so the first thing is you can do a cleanse, which in itself can break inflammation and take you out of the inflammatory type situation. The other thing you can do is you can take the Everlasting Support, which is an anti-inflammatory. In fact, this is my big complaint about most of the companies that sell glucosamine and all these things. They don't have an anti-inflammatory, and because of that, the glucosamine can't get past the swelling to get in to do its work. So having the COX-2 inhibitor that is an Everlasting Support with glucosamine to rebuild the joint, matched with the Everlasting to stop the inflammation, to increase the fluid flow, to help with the collagen, and to stop the whole autoimmune process. And then when you go from Everlasting to Everlasting Support, which then rebuilds the joint and establishes the joint and keeps the inflammation down, that combination is unbelievable. Now, if you have acute pain and can't get it under control real quickly and you're going through the process, that's when colostrum cream really helps. If I will say I have a knee that's a problem, I'll start rubbing in the colostrum cream, which will start taking the inflammation out of the knee. And I will take the Everlasting loading dose until the inflammation automatically comes out of the knee. And I'll take the Everlasting Support to bring down the inflammation from the inside as well as from the outside. And before you know it, this all starts clearing up and I start feeling a lot better.
Well, in that Everlasting Support, okay, and it's a capsule, I see that there are two ingredients in there. One of them is a blend called Enzarest. Now, Enzarest is a blend, I think, of three or four other herbs. What's going on in that Enzarest that makes it so effective as a COX-2 enzyme inhibitor?
Well, a couple things. It's got all the high anti-inflammatory things like, you know, Boswell and turmeric and all the classic type things put together in a blend that actually stops the inflammatory and fast reproduction pathway. Once you block that pathway, it doesn't matter what kind of pain or stiffness or achiness you feel, it starts going down. And, in fact, if I have a headache coming on or something, I can take some of that, and it clears the headache.
Dr. Krause, I was actually at a dinner one time where I had a lady on the other end of the table was just rubbing her temples, and I asked her, what is going on? She says, I have just got the worst headache. It's been going on for about an hour and a half now, and she just can't seem to shake it. And I said, listen, and I had with me the Everlasting Support. And I said, listen, here's some Everlasting Support. Why don't you take, you know, four or five of these natural herbal pills here and see what happens. In about 20 minutes, she says, it's gone completely.
Yeah, it's
completely gone.
Well, it's very powerful. There's no question about it.
Now, also in that product, Everlasting Support, there's a glucosamine. Is all glucosamine the same?
No, in fact, different glucosamines have a hard time getting into places, and they have different molecule sizes. And the bigger the molecule, the harder it is to get it in. We use the molecule that actually will get in the easiest because it's a smaller molecule. And so it gets into the place and can help do its work a lot quicker and a lot easier.
I believe it's called glucosamine hydrochloride, I believe is the compound.
Yeah, and the other thing is glucosamine sulfate.
Sulfate, okay.
And the sulfate was just a much larger molecule, and you know, it actually fought with sulfur molecule that can get in that joint. So we wanted to make sure we just went in and did it the easiest way.
Well, how long should someone expect? I recently was talking to a customer, and you know, they'd taken it for 5 days, and already, you know, they're becoming frustrated, wanting to give up because they're not seeing enough results fast enough. What do we say to someone? I mean, they didn't get this problem, this pain, this arthritis development. It didn't happen in 5 days. I mean, how can they expect it to go away in 5 days?
Well, you know, we do have everything solved in a half hour on the TV program Approach to Life, but I can tell you this. When you're trying to reverse a disease process, let me share with you what has to happen so you really understand. If I take an aspirin, for example, to clear a headache, in about a half hour, the headache should start clearing. But if I take this product, which specifically is made to actually change the inflammatory process, I have to get enough of the oil in the tissue where your body's attacking the tissue. The immune system's attacking because it's normally for like an autoimmune disease, that when that oil gets in the tissue, then it takes it from looking like an enemy to looking like a friend. So then you quit getting shot by your friendly fire, which is what causes the autoimmune type thing, and then you resolve the actual disease process. That's different than just suppressing the pain. Now, if you want the pain suppressed, take a lot of Everlasting Support. But if you want to change the disease process, then you have to go and get enough fatty acid in the joint so that your body doesn't attack that joint, and that's going to take a little while. As I say, you can take a lot of it for a shorter time or less of it for a longer time, either way. But once you hit that point where it starts feeling good and you start feeling comfortable, then what you do is you just start lowering it one a day, one a day, one a day, one a day. Now, you may lower it down to where you only take one pill a day for the rest of your life. But that's not going to cause ulcers in your gut like all your non-sterile anti-inflammatories tend to do. It's not going to do what Vioxx does and Celebrex says it doesn't do, but, you know, the drug approach on those type of products tend to be cardiovascular dangerous, as well as some bleeding ulcers, like the non-sterile anti-inflammatories. It's not going to, like cortisone, cause calcium loss, thinning of the skin, blood problems, bleeding problems, and potentially dangerous to the cardiovascular disease. And it's not going to do what Remicade and some of these immune suppressive drugs for autoimmune can do, which is suppressing the immune system, or what they call the tumor necrosis factor. In other words, your body will not be able to fight tumors. And they're discovering now that people are having cancer caused by these drugs. So when you take a look at that, and you take a look at codeine and morphine and those types of things, not only cause constipation in your body, but constipation in your lymph system and your cell system and your ability to detoxify, you have to say, well, you know, the side effects of all that mean I want to do whatever I can to not just be out of pain, but actually get well. And that's what Everlasting Support's for. The person who understands that they're not just playing to feel good today, they're playing to feel good tomorrow and the future tomorrows, and not have liver toxicity and not have kidney damage and not have all these other side effects and cancer and heart disease and you name it, that can come from long-term use of anti-inflammatory type drugs.
Okay, so we know about Everlasting Support. Everlasting comes with colostin blend. Everlasting Support has the glucosamine, and it also has in there the Inzerest blend for the anti-inflammatories without side effects. But you also said in the beginning that you would recommend Essential 7 as well for someone who is fighting these chronic issues. Why would you suggest that they take Essential 7 in addition to the Everlasting and Everlasting Support?
That's a good question. The first thing I would recommend is doing a cleanse and opening up all the capillaries so we can get the Everlasting into the place where it needs to go. In other words, once you clear the capillaries and get them open, then you can get the oil into where it needs to be. You'll get in a lot quicker. That's the first thing. If you do that with these other two pills, you're in good shape. And if you have any inflammation or pain, you take the colostin cream, and just rub it in to where the pain is, and just do a good job of rubbing in it, and that should take care of the pain. Now, the reason I believe E7 is so important as a base level is because a good number of the people who have the health problems because they don't adequately have the nutrition. And now the nutrition has two purposes. One's to feed the cell and make it stronger, and the other one's to keep the bad guys away. In other words, the Essential 7 actually has a thing called folic acid in it. Folic acid fights yeast, for example. Two things keep you healthy, as I say. Supporting your system properly. Now, when I say supporting, I mean if you have all the minerals in place, then you're not going to tend to steal calcium from your long bone and cause osteoarthritis type things. If you have vitamins in place, you have all the enzymes working and the energy working, and so your body's balanced, so you're not going to have a lot of pain because your adrenals are getting suppressed. Your amino acids in place says your body has the ability to clean and make all the neurotransmitters and make everything work properly. Your fiber in place takes the poisons out, but before it does that, it delivers your sugar, and it delivers the sugar in your food slowly, so you don't get a spike of it, which can cause inflammation. One of the two major things that can cause inflammation is sugar. And so the slower sugar goes into the body, that's why you eat food instead of taking this concentrated sugar type product, the better off you are. And the next thing is you have the lactobacillus keeping the microorganisms under control, and that's better off. And you have the selenium broccoli, which keeps all the estrogen-caused inflammation off, as well as the cancer-type things.
Well, aren't all of these things that you're talking about supposed to be done by a perfectly well-balanced diet?
Yeah, as soon as you show me somebody eating one of those, I'd be thrilled, man.
That's my point. You know, Dr. Gauss, I tell me if I'm wrong, but autoimmune issues and autoimmune problems seem to me to be a whole lot worse during this past 30 years than it was before that.
Well, I think autoimmune's worse, and I think part of it, and this is what I see consistently, especially in multiple sclerosis, and we do a lot with that, and a lot of the rheumatoid type things. I see people with gluten intolerance or the inability to digest proteins like dairy, like gluten, like corn, like soy, like peanuts, like tomatoes. Any of those can set you up, and there's an allergic component that gets involved. But where gluten differentiates from the other ones is gluten can destroy the villi, and we're finding one out of five people reactive to gluten or intolerant of gluten, and it's not an allergy per se, but what it does is it destroys these little villi, which are, think of little fingers. Like your small intestine is only 30 feet long, but because these little fingers that go out in, it can absorb the equivalent of a tennis court worth of volume. Now, when you destroy these little fingers, then you only have that 30 foot. Well, you may have, you know, the equivalent of a, you know, punch ball court, a little 6x6 type thing to absorb. So all of a sudden you don't get the nutrients to protect your body, and you get leaky gut, and leaky gut allows all these things to go into you that can cause you to have all these allergies and reactivities, which is what we're talking about. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ways to make it worse. The best way to make it better is, of course, getting the right nutrients in, and that's why E7 doesn't use any, you know, wheat-type products, because we don't want to support that kind of stuff. We want to avoid it.
So when we're taking Essential 7, we're really saying to all of the body chemistries and the body activities and the reactions that are going on in our body every single millisecond that we don't need to turn against ourselves because all the nutrients are there.
Because all the nutrients are there. And because we've slowed up the speed in which the body gets the nutrients, and we keep the villi all cleaned by all that lactobacillus and the fibers and the things that keep it cleaned out and keep the sugar from building up so the microbes don't get in there and we don't have all those problems. You control the ecology of the gut, so to speak, and that's what protects you from having long-term health problems, specifically pain, bloat, gas, constipation, diarrhea. Of course, constipation is one of the worst things for setting people up for pain and stiffness.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeplessness and energy, those types of things clear up because you get good blood sugar and things like that, and neurotransmitters. It helps with the mood swings because you're no longer dealing with the depression and those types of things. It helps with anxiety. It's unbelievable how much it helps. And the thing about E7 is when you take it, the purpose of a multivitamin was to make sure you got all your vitamins and minerals. Well, conceptually, that was a great idea, except for it's not just vitamins and minerals. It's vitamins and minerals, amino acids, just to make enzymes. It's also fiber. It's also fatty acids. It's also essential antioxidants. It's also lactobacillus. I mean, there's so many things involved, and you have to have all of them. And whichever one is missing becomes the weakest link, and the weakest link, of course, is where everything falls apart.
Well, what do you say to someone, Dr. Kelsey, that calls and says, I can't tell how much is in this thing. I can't tell how much vitamins A and K are in this product. I can't tell because, well, I don't know why I can't tell. And then you have to answer that question. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, the reality is if we put everything that was in the product on the product, just antioxidants alone, you're over 100. So, and you have so much to put on the side of that product that you're going to end up putting 500-600 things on the side of the product saying this is what's in there. Now, that's kind of a waste of time, but the way you can tell if we did it correctly, two things. One, the ORAC test that says what kind of oxidation reduction do you have? 21-thiol plus, which is more than anything on the market significantly, and how do you feel? In other words, does it feed your body and does it take care of the needs? Now, I realize there's two types of people in this world. There's...
Yeah, but I like what you've done. You've turned it to benefits. Okay, you've turned the answer to their concern or their question directly to the benefits. I like what you've done there, but keep going.
Well, I do believe there are two types of people. I believe there are people who feel things, and then there's men. And once you understand that...
Yes.
You
feel things, Janice?
I'm on mute. Yes, and then there's men.
There's people who feel things, and then there's men. And I'm Janice, I'm sure you feel things.
Well, Venus.
I'm a man.
It's true.
Mars.
And so what we do is, with the men, I have them take blood chemistries. All right? With the women, I ask them how they're feeling. See, women are very good at evaluating their feeling. They've been doing it throughout their life because every month they have to evaluate how they're doing, whereas men don't. So they just tune it out and say, I got to go to work whether I'm feeling good or not. So what happens is men tend to lose touch. But I'll tell you what, when you run numbers and you look at things like cholesterol and triglycerides and all those kind of things and how the cells look under a microscope where they can see that stuff and it's, you know, empirical data, when you actually take a look and see the differences, you know, you see people coming down just on E7 alone, coming from 250 on cholesterol going down to about 200. We put them on a cleanse. They go down to about 165 or so. You know, these numbers are, like, amazing to people. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing all that without a statin drug. Now, why is that important? Why can't you just take a statin drug? Sure, you can take a statin drug, suppress your coenzyme Q10. And I've got a patient who did that, and 3 months later came up with Parkinson's. You know what the treatment for Parkinson's is? 1,200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10.
Yeah.
So why would I go and cause a problem lowering my cholesterol when cholesterol, in fact, heals my body, it makes my hormones, it makes all kinds of steroid-type balances like DHEA, like cortisol levels, like pregnenolone, like progesterone, like testosterone. So I find people constantly trying to solve these problems, and it could just be a cholesterol problem. They may not be utilizing their cholesterol properly. And that's how I work with guys. I look at real numbers. I look at triglycerides that drop.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kelly. Go ahead.
Yeah, balance. Janice, liver enzymes drop, all that stuff.
Well, Janice, how often do you get that question, that someone can't tell how much vitamins are in it because it's whole food.
Every day.
It's exactly what Dr. Kellis is telling us. It has all the bases covered. When you take Essential 7, you don't get a base hit. You make a home run all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, and this is the big problem that we try to do. We say, I want to compare apples to apples. No, what you're asking is to compare apples to a bag full of synthetic vitamins. And I got to tell you something. An apple doesn't look as good as the label of a synthetic vitamin. It just works.
Mm-hmm. It just works.
It just does all the things that the synthetic vitamin does without any of the toxic side effects. And if you take a look at these things, for example, we'll have something that'll say 6,000 times the RDA of vitamin B6, okay? And then next to that, they'll say, oh, 2,500 times the RDA of vitamin B, whatever, 5, we'll say. And it goes through and it has, you know, thousands and thousands of times the RDA. Well, the reason you have to do that with synthetics is because it's like driving a Mack truck down a bike path. To make it get there, you just have to flat bulldoze down, knock over all the trees to get there with the synthetic.
And hurt a lot of things in the process.
Whereas if you have the natural nutrients, they have the timing, they have where you absorb in the gut. This is an area people haven't even thought through. The specific areas of the gut are made to one, it absorbs fatty acids better. One absorbs certain B vitamins better. And they have things called intrinsic factor and all these things that actually are made to absorb food. They have nothing made to handle this synthetic load that's dumped on people. And what happens when you drop real food in there, it releases at different stages as it goes through the gut. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but that's so powerful that, for example, people say, well, you have to take injections of B12 and folic acid. Well, yeah, you know why? Because you can't get it to go through the gut at the right spot because it's synthetic. But if you eat it in food, you can take it all day long in. It's in the right format, and it's synergistic with all the other nutrients required to make it work. So, you know, there's a lot of really good things that you get, and you get them at different places in the gut. If you're having a problem with digestion, I do recommend Cleanzyme. It makes a huge difference in helping people to get more out of the products. But natural products work. They work better. The gut was never developed for synthetic vitamins. And so a huge label claim is just that. It's a huge label claim. And unless you want to sit there with a picture of a label on your wall saying, my label looks better than your label, go to the reality of what your body needs, what it's built to handle, and what it can absorb. And you get fed in all levels of all nutrients. And that's the way this is set up.
Well, Dr. Callis, when someone's taking, I've heard it say that the greatest motivator in the health world is pain. No one likes to live with pain. You've given us some great advice and some great information about how to help someone that has these pain issues. Is there a specific way that should they not take Essential 7 and Everlasting at the same time, or is it all okay? I mean, any recommendations on when they ingest these products?
Well, great question. You take Everlasting, which is an oil. Remember, we're trying to get the fatty acid in on an empty stomach. In the morning, first thing in the morning, last thing at night. And you take that because you want to absorb that, and you don't want to put it in there with the fiber because the fiber will absorb the fatty acids, which is what it does. And that's the good thing about the fiber until you get to the fatty acids. Now, what you want to do then is you want to take Everlasting and E7. You can take Everlasting right before the meal, E7 right before a meal. If you have a problem tending to overeat and you want to lose some weight and all that, take E7 about 15 minutes to a half hour before a meal. And what that'll do is satisfy your body's need. It'll fill your stomach so that your appetite is truly what it should be. For example, when you eat a food, because we eat so fast, you'll eat and 15 minutes later your body will tell you that it's full. Mm-hmm. Well, in 15 minutes, I can eat a whole lot more food that is making me eat past my full point. So the way you offset that is you eat 15 minutes to a half hour before a meal, and then your body's telling you it's satisfied, so you just eat what you're comfortable with rather than overeating, and that's how people start losing weight, as well as pain and all the other problems.
Well, Janice, you have any thoughts?
Well, I have lots of thoughts. I'm sitting here thinking of the whole thing. I always tell people, if they have a computer, go Google rhizotrine, broccoli, carrots, cabbage, garlic. Just Google and print out all the nutrients and make a big book if they want something to read at night to go to bed with, and all the nutrients in E7.
You could spend a lifetime researching the benefits of the nutrients that are in E7. There's no end to it.
Well, you know, the nice thing, somebody said to me, they go, what kind of research is behind this? I go, I don't know, about 10,000 years of human growth. I mean, we have piles of research, but if you take a look at the research people, they're researching synthetic nutrients because that's all they can manufacture. That when you get into food, there's not nearly as much research on whole food.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to prove whole food works. You got to prove the synthetic nutrients work. And nobody's proven that to my satisfaction. And the reason they haven't is because we know that taking synthetic vitamins and minerals essentially means you overload the liver and you overload the body to where you have to come off it about once a month for a few days to let your liver rest. Well, you don't have to do that with food. So, unless you want to fast.
Yes, well, Dr. Kellis, you've given us the answer to a lot of things, and I just know there are so many people that are eating unhealthy, and you said earlier in our conversation, you know, show me someone that's eating a perfectly well-balanced diet these days. They just, even if they try to do it, I think it's just so difficult, and Essential 7 provides all the missing ingredients that they need in order to retain health and maintain it.
Well,
and
I'd say I eat about as pure a diet as anybody eats, and I got to tell you something, I'm not even close. That's why we have these products.
I guess you take Essential 7 every day, Dr. Kellis.
Well, that's what keeps me going, right there. I took it this morning, I guarantee you.
Well, my family sure appreciates all that you've done in developing this, and I'm sure all the people on this call do too.